You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, will you be in Chicago for the 2015 NFL Draft? Come join Matt Wilhelm and I on Thursday, April 30th, as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily live from Red Ivy in Chicago, home of the Chi-Town Dog Pound, located on North Clark Street from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Enjoy lunch specials, raffles, Browns giveaway, and more. For more info, visit fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Charlie Cassidy was just on with Rich Eisen on Rich Eisen's podcast, did a lot of talking about the Browns, and was asked who he has the Browns taking in his latest mock out this week.
The storyline is Cleveland being aggressive to go up and get Mariota.
Why?
Okay, and I put him ahead of the Jets because maybe the Jets could be thinking about a quarterback. We don't know.
Sure.
Washington, they'll either take Mariota or they don't. So that's my point is they don't.
So again,
he's still linked to still linking Mariota and the Cleveland Browns together, and he's been doing that for about a month.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either. And the most recent news that I read, and this was more so facilitating a deal between Marcus Mariota linking up with that early rumor back with Chip Kelly and him making a move, is it was a three-team trade that included the Cleveland Browns because we have the luxury of having two picks. And it was there was a multiple different deals. It was the Browns sending 12 and 19 to Philly for Bradford and their 16 number one overall. Then it had us packaging, you know, just 12. It was still a funny deal. But all in all, Cleveland Browns are being linked to drafting or acquiring a franchise quarterback some way in the next 8 days.
That's what they keep saying. Kessler was asked, what would it cost for the Browns to move up?
If I'm Cleveland, I don't want to give up the one next year. Guess what? I could be back in the top 10 again. Okay, so that one next year to me would be non-negotiable. But for the purposes of a mock draft, I let them have the one this year. But either a one next year, or it's going to have to be a package of picks, mm-hmm. or the one this year. It's going to any one of those combinations.
I don't want to pay that price for Marcus Mariota. I don't want to do it. I don't think that the Browns are going to do it. Again, I would be very surprised. It just doesn't seem in line with the philosophy here. Now, the philosophy is to get a quarterback at any cost. I don't know that Mariota is that guy. Charlie Cassidy was asked, is he worth moving up to get despite his question marks?
You have some of the concepts of Mariota translating. He didn't play in an NFL system. He's got to go play in an NFL system. Mm-hmm. So we've still got a lot of unknowns there. Okay. I like Mariota as a prospect. I think he is a prospect. I think he's better than Manziel coming out of college. Okay. In all areas, off the field and on the field. So, we've got a little bit of an unknown in Mariota. We have a definite unknown in Manziel. We got to get this thing solved. We're close enough where we're picking to be able to move up and get it. That's the reason I would do it.
Charlie Casserly just stated that Marcus Mariota is an unknown. And yes, Johnny Manziel is still very much an unknown. But here's Charlie Casserly answering the question of why the Browns would use another first rounder on the quarterback.
Well, you'd have to say this, okay? Two things. One, I'm not sold on what we got. We know Josh McCown's not the ultimate answer, okay? Mm-hmm. We know that already. I would have, if I'm sitting there, in my feeling, let's put me in that position, I'm not sold on Manziel.
And why is he not sold on Manziel, and why the Browns have no faith in Manziel?
I understand rehab programs, but many times rehab programs don't necessarily work. That's number one. Number two, I wouldn't have taken him in the first round last year anyway. My evaluation wasn't good enough to do that. I thought there were better quarterbacks available. Bridgewater and Carr were better than him.
I get that he says that, but you got to find out. He just said the other guy's got question marks. You don't need to use all those picks. I just don't see the Browns doing it. Gibbs, what would you think of that type of a move?
I don't get why the rumors aren't going away. That's the most concerning thing to me.
They're there for some reason, correct?
Yeah, they keep popping up, and it's legitimate people that are bringing it up. Now, either the Browns are throwing out a hell of a smokescreen, which could be, or we haven't really talked about that. I mean, the Browns could totally be laying that out there. But I just I don't want to move up and give up all that stuff for Mariota. If he were there at 6 or 7 and it's only going to cost you 12 and 19, maybe. But, I mean, you can't move
Mariota
up to number two.
Unless he falls to 12.
I agree.
Do you want him if he falls to 12?
What?
Do you even want him if he falls to 12?
I would take him.
You'd feel obligated to take him at 12.
Yeah, take another quarterback, and you still have your first-round pick. So you still have the one from Buffalo. So I would be okay with it at 12. But even then, I'm not totally thrilled with it.
I'd prefer the Bradford acquisition. For me personally, the injuries, the injury. I think he's proven to play in the National Football League. You know, becoming the offensive rookie of the year in his first season. He's been paid a significant amount of money. So, you know, we'd be taking on a significant contract. You'd have to, it'd be a one-year prove-it deal for $13 million with the Cleveland Browns with an option to sign a long-term extension based around his play. And I think he's got 5 to 7 good years left in him as a top-tier quarterback in the National Football League, as opposed to the question mark that is Marcus Mariota. And you're leveraging your future to go get a guy that's a question mark.
You're mortgaging, yeah.
Who may not even start week one.
You're absolutely mortgaging your future, I think, giving up so much for a guy like Marcus Mariota. I think that this is, to me, I think that this is just, it's got to be a calculated smokescreen. But where there's smoke, there's fire. I would just be completely floored if that's what the Browns do.
Yeah.
I would be floored.
I would too. I just think because of the how decisive they were in acquiring Johnny Manziel last year in the first round. To make another move to this big to-do to go get another quarterback, whether it's Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota.
I can't fathom it. I mean, I think my mind would be blown more than it was last year when we took Manziel.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The rumors just won't go away, and that worries me.
The rumors, well, they are persistent. They are coming from a lot of different places. And, yes, it worries me as well. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. We're going to play a little after further review. We'll also check into the Twitter mailbag, wrapping up this Wednesday edition. What game are you looking forward to the most on the Browns schedule? Let us know. What home games are you looking forward to the most? Let us know, 216-578-0850.